Good morning, children. I am Ms. Dhaka, TGT English, ACS number 2, Rawalpeta. I will teach you part 2nd and 3rd of the story, The Open Window. First of all, we will have a recap of module 1. In module 1, we studied Frampton Nuttall has bad nerves. He retires to the country for cure and calls on a family friend. The lady being busy upstairs, her young niece refers to family mishap with focus on the open window. Now the key points of the story. While Vera was telling the story related to the open window to Frampton Nuttall, the meantime Mrs. Shepperton arrived in the room. She said that her husband and brothers would be back home through that open window, as they always did. Frampton felt sorry for the lady and tried to change the topic by acquainting her about his ailment. Mrs. Shepperton kept on telling him about her husband, brothers, and the spaniel. Horrified, Frampton tried his best to change that ghastly topic, but he got no relief. Soon Mrs. Shepperton announced, "They had arrived at last. Don't they look as if they were muddy up to the eyes?" In a chilly shock of fear, Frampton swung round in his seat and looked towards the open window. He saw three figures along with a dog were walking across the lawn towards the window. They looked the same as described by the niece. Being so horrified, he grabbed his stick and hat and rushed out of the room wildly. Vera, the niece, immediately invented a new story to explain the reason for Frampton's sudden departure. She told her aunt that Frampton had got frightened at the sight of the spaniel, as he had a horror of dogs, and that's why he rushed out of the house. She further said that Mr. Frampton himself told her that he was terribly afraid of the dogs. Once a group of dogs chased him into a graveyard. He had spent the night in a newly dug grave. The dogs were growling all around him. Now, open your textbook, students, at page number 58. The story in part 2nd goes like this. She broke off with a little shudder. It was a relief to Frampton when the aunt bustled into the room with a whirl of apologies for being late in making her appearance. "I hope Vera has been amusing you," she said. "She has been very interesting," said Frampton. Now the word meaning. Shudder means trembling. Bustle means entered noisily. Whirl of apologies means many apologies in quick succession. Now the explanation. When the girl was telling the tragic story to Mr. Nuttall, the aunt entered noisily in the room and apologized for being late. Mr. Frampton felt a big relief to see the aunt. Mrs. Shepperton asked him that she hoped that Vera had been amusing him, to which Mr. Nuttall replied that she had been interesting. Now the next paragraph. "I hope you don't mind the open window," said Mrs. Shepperton briskly. "My husband and brothers will be home directly from shooting, and they always come in this way. They have been out for snipe in the marshes today, so they will make a fine mess over my poor carpets. So like you menfolk, isn't it?" She rattled on cheerfully about the shooting and the scarcity of birds and the prospects for duck in the winter. To Frampton, it was all purely horrible. He made a desperate but only partially successful effort to turn the talk on a less ghastly topic. He was conscious that his hostess was giving him only a fragment of her attention, and her eyes were constantly straying past him to the open window and the lawn beyond. It was certainly an unfortunate coincidence that he should have paid his visit on this tragic anniversary. Now the word meaning basically means quickly, rattled on means went on, ghastly means horribly. Now the explanation. Mrs. Templeton confirmed the story told by Vera. She explained why the window is kept opened. Mr. Nuttall made a desperate attempt to turn the topic onto a less horrible topic. He noticed that his hostess was giving very less attention to him, and constantly she was looking at the opened window. Now the next paragraph. The doctors agree in ordering me complete rest and absence of mental excitement and avoidance of anything in the nature of violent physical exercise, announced Frampton, who labored under tolerably widespread delusion that total strangers and chance acquaintances are hungry for the least details of one's ailments and infirmities, their cause and cure. On the matter of diet, they are not so much in agreement, he continued. No, said Mrs. Templeton, in a voice which only replaced a yawn at the last moment. Then she suddenly brightened into alert attention, but not to what Frampton was saying. Now the word meaning, delusion means false belief, ailment means disease, infirmities means weakness, yawn means to take a deep breath. Now the explanation. Mr. Nuttall then tells Mrs. Templeton about his nerves disorder and his need to avoid any mental excitement. Mrs. Templeton seemed less interested in his story, and her attention was totally towards the window. Then she suddenly brightened into alert attention, but it was not for what Frampton said. It was for what she saw there through the open window. Now the next part. Here they are at last, she cried, just in time for tea, and don't they look as if they were muddy up to the eyes? Frampton shivered slightly and turned towards the niece with a look intended to convey sympathetic comprehension. The child was staring out through the open window with a dazed horror in her eyes. In a chill shock of nameless fear, Frampton swung around in his seat and looked in the same direction. In the deepening twilight, three figures were walking across the lawn towards the window. They all carried guns under their arms, and one of them was additionally burdened with a white coat hung over his shoulders. A tight brown spaniel kept close at their heels. Noiselessly, they neared the house, and then a hoarse young voice chanted out of the dusk, "I say, Bertie, why do you bound?" Now the word meanings. Intended means mint, dazed means confused, horror means great fear, twilight means dim light. Mrs. Templeton saw her husband and brothers returning from their hunt. She announced that here they are at last, just in time for tea. Frampton became very frightened listening to this, and he turned towards the niece, but the niece was looking towards the open window with a great horror in her eyes. Frampton also looked in the same direction. He saw three figures walking towards the window, and they were exactly the same as described by Vera. The dog was also along with them. Here part 2 comes to an end. Do the comprehension check questions. Now we will discuss part 3 of the story. Frampton grabbed wildly at his stick and hat, the hall door, the gravel drive, and the front gate were dimly noted stages in his headlong retreat. A cyclist coming along the road had to run into the hedge to avoid imminent collision. "Here we are, my dear," said the bearer of the white Macintosh, coming in through the window. "Who was that who bolted out as we came up?" "A most extraordinary man, a Mr. Nuttall," said Mrs. Sappleton. "He could only talk about his illness and dashed off without a word of goodbye or apology when you arrived. One would think he had seen a ghost." "I expect it was a spaniel," said the niece calmly. "He told me he had a horror of dogs. He was once hunted into a cemetery somewhere on the banks of the Ganges by a pack of dogs and had to spend the night in a newly dug grave with the creature snarling and grinning and foaming just above him, enough to make anyone lose their nerve." Romance at short notice was her speciality. So this is a remark about Vera. Now we will discuss the word meaning of the last paragraph. Grab means caught hold of. Gravel means small stones. Headlong means without delay. Bolted out means rust. Cemetery means graveyard. Snarling means growling. The explanation of the last part of the story. In part 3, it has been described that seeing Mrs. Sappleton's husband, brothers, and the dog coming through the window, Mr. Nuttall took his stick and coat and ran away from the house. A cyclist had to run into the hedge to avoid collision with him. When Mrs. Sappleton's husband came in through the window, he asked who was the man who rushed out of the house. Mrs. Sappleton told him that he was a Mr. Nuttall. He was an extraordinary man and he could talk about his illness only. They were wondering why the man has left the house in such a hurry. Vera again framed a new story. She said that he was afraid of dogs. He had told her that he was terribly afraid of dogs. She further said then that he told her that how he spent a night in a newly dug grave due to the fear of a pack of dogs. So here the story comes to an end. Now we'll discuss the irony in the story. First of all, let me tell you what is the meaning of irony. Irony is a situation in which there is a contrast between expectations and reality. There is an irony in the story as discussed in the points. Frampton Nuttall retreats to the countryside in order to recover from a bout of nervous. Ironically, the countryside only adds to his anxiety and Frampton is thrown into another nerves when he believes he has seen ghost. So he went there in the countryside to get cure his bad nerves, but instead what happened, his situation even worsened. Secondly, there is irony in the story. The open window is the symbol of honesty, yet it is used to deceive Mr. Frampton Nuttall with the story of Mrs. Sappleton's lost husband and brothers who left through the window and never returned back. Okay, so this is how irony is there in the story. So students, I hope you understood the story well and now you will be able to do the comprehension check questions and the exercise. Okay, so thank you, children.